Christ risen from the dead. Amen. From Luke chapter 24, they said, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." When they told what had happened on the road, how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. Dear beloved in Christ, as we are enjoying the 50 days of Easter, from the day of the resurrection on Easter Sunday, for 40 days he gave proof he was risen from the dead till ascension, and then 10 days later, coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, we are in the midst of these 50 days of Easter, and today we look at one more amazing resurrection appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, showing that he is truly risen, and that he comes to us in the breaking of the bread. How is God and Jesus revealed to you? Where do you find God, and how do you experience him? Have you been searching in vain, left empty and vacant and hopeless, wondering, how can I know and experience God? Today we're going to see that Jesus talking to the two disciples in the road to Emmaus answers that question. You come to know God through the Holy Scriptures and in the breaking of the bread. Jesus continues to reveal himself in the written word of Scripture and the breaking of bread of the Lord's Supper. You don't have to look anywhere else but where Christ himself has said he will meet you. On a personal note, in 1999, when we took a trip to the Holy Land, and each morning a different pastor did the devotion, when we were at this church in Emmaus, on this very street, where the stones of the first century street and the stones and the ruins of the houses from the first century are right next to the church, it was my turn to do the morning devotion. And how wonderful to actually stand there at Emmaus by the church and by the road and read this very text about Christ's resurrection. Of course, I will never forget that experience. But for you and me, we don't have to go make a trip to Emmaus. You don't have to take a Holy Land trip to suddenly experience Jesus. No, you experience Jesus through the written word of God and in the breaking of bread. So let's consider that today. And here, Jesus shows where you can know God. Jesus and the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. This is one of the most amazing, fun, joyous appearances of Christ, with the added mystery of them not even recognizing Jesus. They're speaking to Jesus about Jesus, and they don't know that it's Jesus. It's Easter evening. It's Sunday evening on Easter. The road to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to Emmaus, is about 7 miles. People were used to walking. They walked fast. They could move. And so these two men, one named Cleopas, they're probably part of the 72 of the disciples, along with the 12 apostles who served Jesus, walking on this road, discussing the events of Holy Week. And they are sad. The Lord has been crucified, dead, and in their mind, their hope was gone. And then, an amazing occurrence. Jesus, risen in his glorified state in his real body, now suddenly appears walking along with them. All of a sudden, there's a man walking with them on the road. But their eyes do not recognize him. He just looks like another visitor to Jerusalem. And here comes the high drama, as I said. They are conversing with Jesus about Jesus, not knowing that it was Jesus. And they recount all the details. By the way, what is astounding is if you hear everything they say was exactly what Jesus said was going to happen. And eyewitness testimony, trustworthy evidence, was given them by the women and the men, but they didn't get it. Their eyes were shut by unbelief. They said Jesus of Nazareth was a prophet mighty in deed and word. Jesus was in word and miracle, mighty indeed. And he was from Nazareth. The rulers delivered and condemned him to death. That's exactly right. And they crucified him, just like Jesus said, "I'm going there to be crucified." We had hoped he had come to redeem Israel. That's exactly why he came, as a redeemer of Israel. And they said, it's been the third day since this happened. It's exactly what Jesus said, is on the third day, I would be raised. And the women amazed them and even told them the exact details of going to the tomb early in the morning. Stone was rolled away, the body was gone, and the angels said that he was alive. And then some men, that is Peter and John, ran to the tomb, found the tomb empty, saw the burial cloths, as the women had said, but him they did not see. They had all the evidence that they needed to simply say, the Lord is risen, we haven't seen him yet, but he's here among us. He is risen as he said. But because their eyes were blind, they were sad, they felt hopeless, and they felt like all the dreams of their redemption were gone and dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ comes to us in the darkest times and reveals to us who he is. You don't find Jesus through your emotional feelings and experiences. Those will come and go. You don't find Jesus by looking around the world and trying to find evidence of God's love. You find God in the person of Jesus as he's revealed in the scriptures and in the breaking of the bread. This is what is about to happen for these two disciples. It happens for us every Sunday and every day of our life. So now it comes. Jesus now, who has masked his identity to them, now expounds the scripture. Oh, foolish ones, slow of heart to believe, all the prophets have spoken. He begins with Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, which is the entire Old Testament, and interpreted the scriptures concerning himself. Every pastor, every theologian wishes we had been there and we'd all been taking notes. Everything he was saying we would be writing down. And of course, the apostles wrote many of these down in the New Testament. Concerning the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And he shows them from the Old Testament that Jesus, that the Christ would suffer these things, be scourged, crowned with thorns, crucified, to come into his glory, raised, ascended to the right hand of God. You know, later on, they said, didn't our hearts burn as he talked to us on the road and opened the scripture? The Holy Spirit was working in our hearts as he explained the written word of God. There are hundreds of messianic prophecies in the Old Testament. Some of those Jesus would have explained would be Genesis chapter 3. The Messiah would come to crush the head of the serpent, but in so doing, he would be pierced on the cross. The book of Isaiah, chapter 7, 9, 11, 52, and 53, born of the virgin, of the line of Jesse, would come to be a banner for the Gentiles, would be rejected, striped, and bruised for our iniquities. All our iniquities were laid upon him as the shepherd died for the sheep. All through the book of Psalms, Psalm 2, he is David's son, but yet he's David's Lord. Psalm 22, which is a picture of the crucifixion. My God, why have you forsaken me? They pierced his hands and feet. They cast lots for his clothing. It's all there. Daniel chapter 7, 9, and 11. The Son of Man will come upon the clouds with all the angels, and all the nations will be gathered before him. On and on, Christ would have explained the scriptures concerning himself. The reason we believe Jesus is the Messiah is because he fulfills all of these prophecies in the Old Testament. He is the Messiah. He is the Christ. Their hearts were burning as the scripture was being explained, and the Holy Spirit was working on their hearts. But then comes Jesus and the breaking of the bread. They draw near to the village of Emmaus, and he acts as if he's going further. What amazing drama here. And they strongly urge him, stay with us, the evening is here, the day is spent. So Jesus does. Then in these words, Luke says, Christ is at the table. He took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to them. Those words are exactly the same words earlier in Luke at Maundy Thursday for the giving of Holy Communion. And when he said those words and broke the bread, their eyes were opened. They recognized him. It's Jesus. And he vanished from their sight. Jesus' body is his real body, but it is glorified. He can appear and disappear at will. So they rose quickly and certainly would have ran the 7 miles back to Jerusalem. And there they find the 11 in the upper room that evening, who told them, "It's true, the Lord has risen indeed and has appeared also to Simon." And then they told them what happened to them on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. These exact words are said in the words of institution when we receive Holy Communion. We took communion at this church in Emmaus. It was amazing because there's a mosaic there on the ceiling of Jesus breaking the bread at Emmaus. For you and me, many, many hymns have come from this text. The evening hymn, "Abide with Me, Fast Falls the Eventide," comes from this text. All these texts about Lord Jesus Christ, "Come to me in the bread," they've all come from this text in Luke chapter 24. Each time we receive Holy Communion and the breaking of the bread, he's revealing who he is. "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood, for the forgiveness of your sins." So you see, my friends, in conclusion, you don't have to try to find God. You don't have to try to wonder who he is. He has come to you in the person of the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ in a very real way today, in tangible ways. The word of the law and gospel comes to your ears through preaching. Water and word touched you when you were baptized. You heard the word of absolution this morning, and you're about to receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of sins. These are the tangible means that God uses to intersect with your life and my life. Our hearts, too, burn with holy awe and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, as the confirmants who will be questioned today and confirmed next week, and then will take communion for the first time. But for you and me, from this text today, remember this. Don't be foolish. Be wise. Closely study the Holy Scriptures and fervently believe what God has said. Center your life on your Lord Jesus Christ. He has redeemed you from sin and death and hell. And he gives you his righteousness and life and heaven. Believe that you have heaven and eternal life. And come frequently for Jesus to reveal himself to you in the scripture and in the breaking of the bread. As we continue rejoicing in the Lord's resurrection during the 50 days of Easter, proclaiming that the Lord is risen, he is risen indeed. May you experience God where Jesus is to be found, in the Holy Scriptures and in the breaking of the bread. To Jesus, our risen Lord, be glory forever and ever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.